Now, when reading about the appearance of God in the book of Acts, you can think about a next example in this same book of the appearance of the glory of God, Acts 9, the conversion of Saul. The Lord Jesus appeared to him. And this is repeated in Acts 22 and Acts 26. And by the way, it becomes more and more glorious in the description, because in Acts 26:13, when Paul is explaining his personal testimony of conversion, he says, "A light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me." And this was just at noontime. A light brighter than the sun at noon in Syria, in front of the gates of Damascus. That was really great. And so, if you compare this light of the God of glory to the ashen light of the moon, what's that? The Sumerians called Nana the glory of heaven, but it's just nothing. Now, Abraham came to know the one true God, the God of his fathers, Adam, Enoch, the time before the Genesis flood, of the God of father Noah, which already, at least his father Terah, abandoned. And now this one true God called him to go out. Again, Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country." In Hebrew, this is Lech Lecha. Lech means already, go. But why Lecha? Lecha means for thee, for you. Go for you. This is an expression that is still used in modern Hebrew. Of course, it is sufficient if you say Lech. It is clear, go. But when you say Lech Lecha, this implies that it's good for you. So, lech lecha means get out in your own interest. What interest could a man have living in this luxurious city of Ur to become a nomad? To lose everything he had before. Lech lecha means go. It's always good to obey the commandments of God. It's always in your interest. Even when you have the impression, if I obey the word of God, I will lose. I will be a loser. You will never be a loser. It's always good for you. This we can apply to all the commandments God gives to the believers. But another point, in verse 2, God says, "And I will make of thee a great nation." You see, not just to multiply human beings by giving a child. God says, "I make you a nation." And more than that, not just a nation, but a great nation. And we know this was not just a great nation, but it was the great nation which is the chosen people of Israel. He should become the father of the chosen people. At one nation that God called out of all the nations of the world. That's tremendous. And even more, God said, "You will become a blessing. In you, all the families," mishpacha in Hebrew means family or also tribes. So, the Septuagint version, correctly translated here, all families by all tribes. All tribes of the earth will be blessed in you. How? Why? This was already a first messianic promise to Abraham. That Messiah, the Savior of the world, Messiah for Israel and all the Gentiles one day will come out of this chosen people. And Messiah will become a blessing for all the other nations. So in fact, this is already the gospel in the Old Testament. This is already the message of John 3:16. For so God loved Israel. No. For so God loved the world. Of course, it would be correct to say, for so God loved Israel that he gave his only son. But John 3:16 says, for so God loved the world that he gave his only son. You see, the election of Israel did not mean the rejection of the other nations. There are many people who do not understand the subject of God's election in the Bible. They think when God elects somebody, he rejects others. This is not the implication. But the election of Israel is just a chance for the blessing of all nations. Wonderful. But why does God not say, "In you shall be blessed all the human beings of the earth"? Why just all the tribes? It has a deep meaning. God loves the whole world, and he gave his son eventually for the whole world. He doesn't want anybody to perish. 1 Peter 3 verse 9, 1 Timothy 2 verse 4, God wants all men to be saved. It is a wish of God, of course, but only those will be saved that accept the sacrifice of Messiah, of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So the individual person has to take a decision and take for himself personally the offer of the Son of God in order to be saved. It doesn't happen automatically. Once I gave a lecture at a kind of university in Switzerland, and then a student came to me and said, "So, one has to take a decision and to convert." I said, "Yes." I thought this will just one day come upon me. Then I explained to him that John 3:16, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. So you have to take a decision. You cannot wait until the day will come that just an irresistible grace will come upon you. It will never happen. It will never happen. You have to believe in the Son of God. And that's so important. And we know from Revelation 5 and also chapter 7 that eventually people, human beings from all the tribes, all the people and all the nations and all the languages will be saved. But the teaching that eventually every human being will be in heavenly glory is just a false teaching. It's a false doctrine. So it is correct. God wants to offer salvation by the Messiah Jesus to every person in this world. But only those who accept by a personal decision of conversion will receive salvation. And therefore God says, "In thee shall all families or all tribes of the earth be blessed." And Abraham understood. Because the Lord Jesus in John 8:56 says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day." And he saw it and was glad. My day. What's that? You see, in the rabbinical literature, you find the expression Yom HaMashiach, the day of Messiah, or better, Yemot HaMashiach, the days of Messiah. So my day This is the day of Messiah, when he will appear. But Abraham understood the message of God. Blessing for all the Gentiles will come by Messiah.